First Chronicles, Chapter 9. So all Israel was recorded in the genealogies written in the book of the kings of Israel, but Judah was exiled to Babylon because of their unfaithfulness. Now the first to resettle their own property in their cities were Israelites, priests, Levites, and temple servants. These were some of the descendants of Judah, Benjamin, Ephraim, and Manasseh, who lived in Jerusalem: Uthai son of Ammihud, the son of Omri, the son of Imri, the son of Bani, a descendant of Perez son of Judah, from the Shilonites, Asaiah the firstborn, and his sons, from the Zerahites, Jeul and 690 relatives, from the Benjamites, Salu son of Meshulam, the son of Hodaviah, the son of Hasanoah, Ibniah son of Jeroam, Elah son of Uzai, the son of Mikri, Meshulam son of Shephatiah, the son of Rul, the son of Abnijah, and 956 of their relatives according to their genealogy. All these men were heads of their families. From the priests, Jediah, Jehoiarib, and Jachin, Azariah son of Hilkiah, the son of Meshulam, the son of Zadok, the son of Merioth, the son of Ahitub, the chief official of God's temple, Adaiah son of Jeroam, the son of Pasher, the son of Malchijah, Maasai son of Adiel, the son of Jezirah, the son of Meshulam, the son of Mishlamith, the son of Immer, and 1,760 of their relatives, the heads of their families, able men for the work of the service of the house of God. From the Levites, Shemaiah son of Hashub, the son of Azrikam, the son of Hashabiah, a descendant of Merari, Bakbakar, Harish, Galil, and Mattaniah son of Micah, the son of Zikri, the son of Asaph, Obadiah son of Shemaiah, the son of Galil, the son of Jeduthun, and Berechiah son of Asa, the son of Elkanah, who lived in the villages of the Netophathites. These were the gatekeepers: Shalom, Akub, Talman, Ahiman, and their relatives. Shalom was their chief. He was previously stationed at the king's gate on the east side. These were the gatekeepers from the camp of the Levites: Shalom son of Kor, the son of Abiasaph, the son of Korah, and his relatives from the Korahites were assigned to guard the thresholds of the tent, just as their fathers had been assigned to guard the entrance to the dwelling of the Lord. In earlier times, Phinehas, son of Eleazar, had been in charge of the gatekeepers, and the Lord was with him. Zechariah, son of Meshlemiah, was the gatekeeper at the entrance to the tent of meeting. The number of those chosen to be gatekeepers at the thresholds was 212. They were registered by genealogy in their villages. David and Samuel the seer had appointed them to their positions of trust. So they and their descendants were assigned to guard the gates of the house of the Lord, the house called the tent. The gatekeepers were stationed on the four sides: east, west, north, and south. Their relatives came from their villages at fixed times to serve with them for 7-day periods. But the four chief gatekeepers, who were Levites, were entrusted with the rooms and the treasuries of the house of God. They would spend the night stationed around the house of God because they were responsible for guarding it and opening it every morning. Some of them were in charge of the articles used in worship, to count them whenever they were brought in or taken out. Others were put in charge of the furnishings and other articles of the sanctuary, as well as the fine flour, wine, oil, frankincense, and spices. And some of the sons of the priests mixed the spices. A Levite named Mattathiah, the firstborn son of Shalom the Korahite, was entrusted with baking the bread. Some of their Kohathite brothers were responsible for preparing the rows of the showbread every Sabbath. Those who were musicians, the heads of Levite families, stayed in the temple chambers and were exempt from other duties because they were on duty day and night. All these were heads of Levite families, chiefs according to their genealogies, and they lived in Jerusalem. Jael, the father of Gibeon, lived in Gibeon. His wife's name was Maacah. Abdon was his firstborn son, then Zur, Kish, Baal, Ner, Nadab, Gedor, Ahio, Zechariah, and Mikloth. Mikloth was the father of Shimeam. They too lived alongside their relatives in Jerusalem. Ner was the father of Kish. Kish was the father of Saul, and Saul was the father of Jonathan, Malchishua, Abinadab, and Eshbaal. The son of Jonathan, Merib-Baal, who was the father of Micah. The sons of Micah, Pithon, Melech, Tariah, and Ahaz. Ahaz was the father of Jara. Jara was the father of Alameth, Asmaveth, and Zimri, and Zimri was the father of Moza. Moza was the father of Benaiah. Rephaiah was his son, Elisha his son, and Azel his son. And Azel had 6 sons, and these were their names: Azrikam, Bokeru, Ishmael, Shariah, Obadiah, and Hanan. These were the sons of Azel.